Thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr here. You are listening to Humor at Work. So what's happening in your workplace this holiday season? Is it ho-ho or humbug? See, in my neck of the woods, we've had a brutal, brutal year economically with low oil prices. So many, many organizations are foregoing their annual Christmas or holiday or year-end, whatever you call it, party, due to financial constraints. I think this is a huge mistake. Of course companies need to be mindful as to how they spend their limited dollars on celebrations when the economy is in the dumps, but if your organization has had a tough year, then that's all the more reason to make sure you celebrate properly. Get creative and understand that you don't have to spend a fortune. It's the spirit that matters. If you can't hold it in the usual swanky location, or have an open bar, or bring in the Rolling Stones, then don't sweat it. Look for simple ways to celebrate and or to give back to your community. Consider a few options, such as get involved in a local charity event, especially one that allows your entire team or company to get engaged in a fun way. Create a reverse advent calendar where people bring in an item each day to contribute to a local food bank or charity. Create a time capsule for 2015. Everyone must bring one object to their final team party that best represents the year they had at work. Have a year-end party where you create a memory wall of highlights from the year. Can't afford a band? I guarantee you there are talented musicians within your organization that would love to help out. Can't afford a fancy meal? Hey, have the meal catered in. Hold a chili cook-off contest or do a potluck lunch. Or, as some of my clients do, get the management team to cook for the employees. Create a fun award ceremony with offbeat awards to end the year on a high note. Go to my website, www.humoratwork.com. I've got a list of wacky offbeat awards there waiting for you. Do a gift exchange, but rather than using actual gifts, give the gift of time. Offer to cover someone's shift for an hour, drive them to work one day, or bring them lunch. Hold a stupid human tricks contest in your lunchroom. Have everyone share their top three highlights from the year and the top three things they are most looking forward to in 2016. Just do something that lets people blow off some steam, celebrate the great work they did all year, and connect at a fun personal level. And if your organization is doing something creative and different, then please let me know. I would love to hear about it. Mike@MikeKerr.com. And now my fun at work tip. My good pal Nancy, she's such a good pal, she passed along three fun team-building activities her organization did at their year-end Christmas party that you might want to consider if you want to liven things up a bit. First one was, challenge people to either wrap or unwrap gifts while wearing oven mitts. The second event, provide an assortment of materials and have teams dress someone up on their team as a Christmas tree. You can award prizes for either the fastest or the best dressed. I've also had clients do a variation of this where they have to do a creative makeover on a freestanding coat rack. And the third idea, provide assorted supplies. They use things like red noses, nylons, headbands, balloons, and have teams dress someone up as one of Santa's reindeer and offer a prize for the best or fastest dressed. And the quote of the week from Og Mandino, never will I allow myself to become so important, so dignified, so powerful, that I forget how to laugh at myself and the world. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, Santa has gone rogue. Yes, that's right. Well, at least in Brazil, that is, where a man dressed in a Santa Claus costume stole a helicopter after tying up the pilot. No word yet on whether Rudolph or any of the other reindeer acted as accomplices. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.